I'm going to call this meeting of the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission to order for Wednesday, August 16th, 2023. Please set your phones on stun and let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Jody, how are you today?
Well.
Will you please do me a favor and call roll? Here.
Tom Gostecki.
Present.
Anthony Brodnicks.
Present.
Derek Nimitz. Absent. Dave Castellanos.
Here.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Roger Ochi. Absent. LaVon Whitaker.
Present.
William Baker.
Present. We have a quorum. Moving right along. Next up is the approval of minutes from July 19th, 2023. Gentlemen, I'm sure you all read them thoroughly. Any motions, changes, what say you?
Make motion that we approve the minutes as written.
Motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
But a second, so let's go. Mr. Wicklin, are we still having to do this by voice?
One more time.
Jody, please.
Tom Schlinski.
Yes.
Yes.
Anthony Brodnicks?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes. Ron
Ware?
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker?
Yes.
Baker?
Yes. Next up is the chairman's report. First, thanks to the town of Dyer for making Plum Creek Center available for the road show. So, outstanding venue. Nice to be this way. We've spent some capital down here taking care of some major challenges that came to light during September of 2008. To which it shows on a $275 million man-made flood control project, if you don't do any maintenance, you're going to have some real problems. We're far better prepared now than we were prior to 2008, so something like that never happens again. It's been a long time. Next month is another anniversary. Proud to say the group up here makes sure everything's possible being done across the watershed so something like that doesn't happen. that's enough. Finance. We need approval of the claims to be able to do something.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve the claims for August 2023 in the amount of $721,548.35.
There's a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a second. Mr. Repay, anything that we should be aware of?
Just one of the largest ones is DuBron's Corporation, the breaker, their second payment on it for $366,210. That's the rating contraption that we're going to put on the Katie Marsh ditch diversion tunnel. We held back 10% for retainage. We still have some other missing components to it before it gets put in place. They're still hoping that it gets started here at the end of August. And we'll be set and in a better situation as far as a rate than doing it by hand that we've normally done for the last 12 years that I've been here. So this will be a heck of a lot safer and less human intervention. A couple of the other ones with BVP Enterprises, they're the company that was doing a spring ditch cleaning. They cleaned spring ditch from roughly Main Street all the way down to the confluence with Schoon Ditch or Katie Marsh Ditch. So there's three invoices for them. And then we have the $60,000 that we owed for the Hammond Sanitary or Hobart Sanitary District for the Stinky Creek Lateral Stormwater Detention, which is still an application, but that's the engineering costs. And then the USGS for our quarterly gauge station. So that's also later on in the agenda for the next year. For that contract. Is there anything else? We're mowing the lawn for CNH mowing. That's our fourth cycle because of the muggy weather. The grass has been growing rather well, I'm sure in some people's yards as well.
Executive report.
And that's it.
Okay. You could tell us about the grant during executive report. So this is about approval of the minutes for the amount. Is there any discussions or comments? We have a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Yes.
Yes.
Brodnicks?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Repay. Please tell us about how the grass is growing. Are you going to do another mowing this season?
Probably. I do two.
Two
grass growing.
All right. So normally there's what, six a year? This is going to be eight, or is there eight
normally,
to ten?
Normally we do four a year. Sometimes five has been a rarity, but it's happened. But just the way that the cycles have been working now, it's going to be five and maybe six, depending on when the snow flies in November.
Wow. Interesting.
So it's been growing quite fast. You want me to go through all the other projects?
You bet.
All right. Spring ditch clearing. It's already spoke about it. We're working in hard ditch, clearing some of the trees in preparation for the stabilization project. We generally go through there every 2 years. We're going to make it past Katie Marsh and the school where they come in Munster and go all the way down to the confluence at Wicker Park. That will happen this year. And then in the fall, we'll go through Deep River, where we finished off last year was at Veterans Park first, and we hope to make it down to the Rock Ripple Lake Station.
When did spring ditch take the place of hard ditch?
There's two different companies working on two different.
I know, I'm just talking about the description. Isn't hard ditch running from where we're sitting all the way to the river?
This is Plum Creek, and then it goes to hard ditch when it gets past Main Street. And then there you're fine. And then you've got spring ditch that runs parallel with basically A&M's Boulevard behind that area. And then until it meets just to the.
Got it. So it's not the hard ditch run. It's the feeder one. Got it. Thank you.
Sovereign Woods is still progressing out there. They had some rain that's caused some slow go, but still looking to put the infrastructure in here very soon. Our pump stations. Pump one at Bird North is still waiting to be shipped, or it's in process of being shipped, the parts. We're still working off of one pump there. Superior Engineering is working to do announcements on Grand East, Grand West, and Bird North. Bird South has already been done in previous years, so we're good with that. Working with Wolverine Pipeline and some anomalies that showed up in their report along our river, basically between Calhoun, Colfax, and all the way over to Grant. And they're working on a plan to address those both short-term and long-term as well to get at it. The way their pipes were designed were not to be underwater. And the way that they were put in and the way it's holding water is causing them some issues. We're finished with inspection. We've done all the outreach for them, and we've been successfully okayed for the following year for minimally acceptable. There's three choices. You're either fully acceptable, or you're minimally acceptable, or you don't pass. So we're a BC student there. And then we're working on trying to get some funding for Kennedy Avenue Bridge and some of the dredging work that needs to happen. Our summer help has left us. We were able to scan almost everything that we have, and if we don't, we got it from our friends at the Army Corps with respect to as-builts. We've got rid of our storage units, so there's no more need for that, and we're going to work with Roman to make sure that a lot of this material gets up onto our website and accessible to the general public. So that's a positive as well. And then I'm going to share my screen. We talked about this really briefly at the last meeting in Hammond, but quarterly we make sure that, and it's up on the screen now, quarterly we try to put together, and we, Jody, puts together an ish version of how much money is spent in each community based on projects. So this is the total if you're looking. So on top is $11 million for Gary, and the bottom is New Chicago, Cedar Lake, and St. John. For zero, and then you can drill into these numbers and you look at, you know, different projects that we funded. So for instance, what I just pulled up Crown Point. Crown Point's at 3.5, and you can see what we spent in Crown Point. This doesn't include regular maintenance stuff like grass cutting, and you know, it's not down to that finite amount, but this is just major spending. If we've made a major investment or purchase, you know, you look at Munster. You see the hard ditch bank stabilization, and this fly is going to have an untimely death here. It's not bothering me. And then over, we just pick out a couple, and you see what they are. So we just like to make sure that not only you are advised and up to date on it, but the public as well as to what we're spending and where we're spending their money. So
are you also tracking on that, Dan, what is the contribution coming in from third parties to that particular project, or is that just dollars expended through the Little Cow?
This is just our dollars from roughly 2013, which is the first year we started getting money from the watershed. So going forward, every quarter, we're going to update this and try to apply that to her. So I should pick on Dyer because we're here. So that's going to require some technical difficulty here. So there you go. There's Dyer. $866,000 so far. We did the sinkhole. We split it three ways when Main Street was down. The two-stage ditch or that you see right out here. The interscale plantings.
Okay.
And then the most recent two-stage where they want to study it. And I know Brian has put a nice map on the wall to show it. So since we're in Dyer, I picked on Dyer as well. If there's any questions, I'm done.
All right. Any questions for Mr. Repe about what's going on in the field? Come on.
Sir.
All right, I'll ask the question. Can we find out when the banners are going to get completed on the pedestrian bridge I drove under on the way down Calumet Avenue today from the Borman?
I will.
Thank you very much. And then as it relates to the asphalt on top of the levees, what's the update with that work?
We're trying to put together the proposals in-house. And we have identified the three areas. Well, one area is between North Cott and Indian Alps Boulevard and Hammond. The second area in Highland is from on the south side of the levee from Kennedy all the way to Klein. So the entire extent of the Highland levee. And that also needs some filling of some asphalt as well. And then in Gary, it's going to be from Chase Street to Harrison.
And keep in mind, and if you're trying to do any of that this year, that's usually around Halloween that the asphalt plants start closing down.
Yeah, November 1st.
And 4. All right, any other questions for Mr. Repe? You let them off easy. Next up is an update for the USACE. Who's that?
That would be the Army Corps of Engineers.
The Army Corps of Engineers. Is there somebody here on behalf of the Army Corps of Engineers? It'll be on Zoom, hi. Right, Mrs.
Oh, there is someone. There you go.
Hi. I am here. So I can speak in regards to the real estate and our LIRD crediting as it is
Paula, can you please introduce yourself for everybody?
Yep. Hi, my name is Paula Cole. I am a realty specialist for the Corps of Engineers. I sit in the Detroit district, but I work closely with the Chicago district as well. At this time, we are finalizing the last four of the LIRD credit approvals. We're expecting the final memo to be provided by the end of August for the LIRD. I am also working on final accounting and reconciliation of all the LIRD credit packages for accuracy. This is in conjunction with resource management and project management and their work-in-kind credit approvals. Final accounting reconciliation is moving forward quicker than expected. We anticipate completion in September or early October at this time. And that is all.
Ms. Cole, have you been the... Sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
Any questions for Ms. Cole? Mr. Broad next.
Yeah, have you been working on this account the whole time since last November when we submitted it?
No, sir. I have not been working on it since then. I worked on it previously in 2016. I then was deployed overseas for several years, so now I'm back and I'm up to speed and working on all the crediting.
Welcome back. So you're going to fix the delays, it sounds like, huh?
I'm working with real estate and I'm trying to get it squared away as fast as I can.
Any particular issues that, tend to cause trip ups or delays? This has been a really long time in coming. I'm sure Mr. Repe alerted you to potential concerns that we might have with this.
I'm aware of what I've been told through my chain of command, but in regards to the real estate, which is the only thing I can really honestly talk about, we're proceeding quite a bit quicker than I anticipated when I jumped into the project. The files are great. We're auditing at a more than reasonable pace, in my opinion. So I'm not anticipating at this time any hiccups.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions for Ms. Cole?
Yes, I have a question.
Mr. Gazdecki.
Yes, what exactly are you auditing? This is my understanding in the reports we've received over the last 3 or 4 years. The auditing is done. Everybody's agrees on the amounts that have been settled on. And the four final parcels, which amount to almost nothing, is the only holdup, and yet you're going to go back and do another audit of what?
I'm reconciling everything to make sure that resource management has all the numbers that they need to submit for the crediting package.
Nice. Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, Ms. Cole.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to sign off.
Thank you. Nice. Easy, too. All right. Nothing from you, Mr. Repay.
I'm just happy that they put it on the record, and we'll see what next month holds.
They didn't say what year.
Resource
confirmed that.
Office to make sure that our numbers match their numbers, which we can read to those numbers for several years.
Right.
Yeah, only 3.
It took very long. Okay. Moving right along. Other issues, new business.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve the Town of Maryville's Hickory Ridge Flood Control Improvement Watershed application in the not to exceed amount of the total, in the not to exceed amount of the total project cost of 50% or $925,000, which is $1,000, whichever is less, subject to review and by the executive director, chairman, and legal, and final execution of intermodal agreement.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Mr. Repay, how does that motion sound to you?
Sounds good, and it protects us from having to pay more than 50% if the bids come in less.
That to say 50% or
project cost or $925,000, whichever is less.
Peace. So this is almost a $2 million project. Mr. Repay, we've talked about it numerous times. Anything to add?
Nope. This is number one on their list of priorities, and they've got the property, and now they can proceed.
Right. Putting a lot of money into it. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Wow, Mrs. Lambert.
Yes.
Dr.
Gostecki?
Yes.
Anthony
Brodnicks? Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes. All right, let's fix some stuff. Next up.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve a joint funding agreement with the U.S. Geological Survey for the operation and maintenance of multiple stream gauges throughout the watershed during the period of October 1st, 2023, to September 30th of 2024. The combined agreement amount is $131,789, with the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission contributing $116,424 and the USGS contributing $15,365. This is pending legal review of our council.
Thank you. Is there a motion? Is there a second?
Second.
So, Mr. Repay, this is for gauges in the watershed.
Correct. There's 12, if I count correctly. Some of them are actually in Illinois that we have paid, and one of them actually is just down here, as I mentioned before, at Dyer for their gauge. And we take over the local match to the federal government. So it takes over. It not only takes the height. You know, we also have water temperature ones that there are three of, and then there's water quality ones, which I believe there's four of. So that just adds some price, but those are the ones we chose in that
fashion. So have we had any issues with any of these gauges over the past year?
No.
So they're doing the maintenance, you're getting the data as it's you're supposed to.
Correct.
Is the price going up or is it going down because we're such a good client?
I think it's the same.
Right. All right. Any other discussion on this one? Yeah. All right. Mrs. Lambert.
Yes.
Tom Gostecki.
Yes.
Anthony Brodnix.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
Leah Baker.
Yes. All right, moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve a resolution electing to join or enlarge public employees' retirement fund as administered by the Indiana Public Retirement System, subject to final draft and approval by attorney, executive director, chairman.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Mr. Repe, this sounds like my favorite stuff. It's checking the boxes.
Yes, thank you, everyone. We're missing a resolution. This is what they require us to do, so that's what we're passing.
Right. And this is so the two employees of the Little Cal Commission can be a part of the pension plan of the state of Indiana. So it's a process. Any discussion? Either or none. There's a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Yes.
Tom Gostecki.
Yes.
Anthony Brodnix.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Moving right along. Next up is statements to the board from the floor. My favorite part, if you'd like to help us, you could just sit right there.
I think the town of Dyer would like to speak.
Sure.
Brian.
Brian. Hi, Brian.
How are you doing? I'm Brian. I'm the town of Dyer. Welcome. Thank you for coming. We thank you for your money for the two-stage ditch. I know when the meeting's over, if anyone's got any questions, want to walk, take a look, we can answer some questions over here. We actually brought them here. Hopefully they were installed, but these two sign-in boards are going to be installed right as you walk over the bridge here and overlooking the two-stage for education, and we're doing that in two spots. This is also a map. We're looking at doing more two-stage. The one we just got done is here, but we're looking at all that thing all the way down to add two-stage in Dyer. So I'm sure we'll be back to you after we finish the study. Our annual MS4 meeting, we won an award, and so we gave all of our partners one, so I'll give it to Dan. So here you go.
A plaque.
You want to check out the signs or anything, or if anyone likes this room, we do rent this room out.
That's nice. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, Mr. Gostecki.
Time to ask. Just your proposed ditches upstream or downstream, are they controlled with any type of retention systems or stop logs, so to speak? To
this two-stage ditch doesn't. It's just all by elevation when it gets just
natural flow
in and upstream.
So if I recall correctly, a study we did a long time ago shows little benefits once you get to US 30.
Yes.
And then on the back side of that, just because probably the restriction on the culverts and everything else, that there's little impact on flood level.
Yes. And that's why we're looking at possibly chasing it all the way down the river to get it all good.
So do you have any observatories or anything like that planned for wildlife or photographers?
Where the signs are, there's going to be, and we tore down about 110 tree black walnut trees, and we're going to mill that wood and build benches out there so people can sit out there and stuff.
Yeah, I parked over there and walked. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I think the mirror was
big improvement.
Thank you.
Any other questions for this gentleman? Anything else, Mr. Repe?
I have to wait for the public, but then I can speak.
Well, okay. So statements now? Okay.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman.
Next one up is statements of the floor. Just raise your hand if you want to talk. Y'all came and visited this cool place, at least something.
Oh,
yeah. All right. Next up, I guess, on the agenda is the date. Oh, let's go down the line here. Mr. Ware, anything to add?
Just thank the town of Dyer for hosting this evening. Thank those for attending. And that would be it.
Mr. Whitaker.
Same thing. Commissioner Ware said already. And thanks for everyone for tuning in. The few people that did. Seems like we got a lot of work ahead of us yet. Hopefully we can get some things wrapped up with the Army Corps on alert. That would be very rewarding. I know they're probably not on, but just as a matter of record, it would be very, very rewarding for us as a commission and a watershed project. So thanks, everyone.
All right, so I don't forget Mr. Broadnax.
Yes, thank the staff for getting the Corps to participate today. And Dan, you can send a shout out to Mrs. Cole or Ms. Cole for her participation. Appreciate it.
Mr. Wyszlinski.
It's nice to hear them, the Army Corps, acknowledge that they're finally on the case to get this done. So I would reiterate the same thing Anthony said. Send a shout out to Ms. Cole.
We'll send a shout out when she gives us all the paperwork. Mr. Gazdecki. Mr. Castellanos.
First of all, I'd like to thank the gentleman from the direct meeting, excellent job in the future. I'd also like to mention the fact that we had Mayor McDermott on our show past Monday, and he was very appreciative of the work that we've done, and we worked with them on building that bridge in County Bend. The number of people who called in thought it was very nice. They had a chance to visit it. The suggestion was that hopefully maybe all the other communities can participate and have bridges in their communities. And Lincoln, all of the watershed or just the Northwest Indiana area, linking all communities together for people to enjoy biking, walking, recreation, and safety things. So it was a very good show. So we probably may do another show on WJOB. We usually have to go on next program soon, too. So we'll be hearing a lot. So if you get a chance, our show is every second Monday, WLTH 92.7 FM and 13.78 AM. Get a chance to see all the local people. Thank you.
They're at the meeting. Thank you, sir. Mr. Wicklin.
Nothing to add.
Mr. Repay.
One quick thing I just said in my report was, as you all know, that we lost Chief Timber, who was in the Highland Fire Department, and he was very much responsible for putting together the action plan that we have today for the communities along the river. I will miss him a lot. He was one of my first phone calls that went in, and I know the town of Highland will miss him. He started the operation and maintenance meetings that we go to now every month. He started on February 4th, 2010, which was my first meeting ever attended in this position. So, condolences to his family, but the town will miss him, and certainly this organization will miss him, even though some of you may know him as the impact that we see him every month and working on different projects. So I felt like I needed to say that. I forgot that I should have said it during my month.
Thanks for pointing that out. He was a definite friend and very helpful after that event in September of 2008. And make sure that he brought and was very prominent in, as Dad said, bringing all the community leaders that are involved in this project every month to the meeting so we can make sure we're ready for something like that should Mother Nature decide to give us 10 gallons in our 5-gallon bucket. Thank you for bringing that up. Mrs. Lambert. All right, next up is a meeting. We're going to go back in September, third Wednesday. Looks like Munster Town Hall. Check the website, and we'll entertain a motion if you were so inclined. Gentlemen?
Motion.
Motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. Happy summer.